Phoneboy Speaks, episode 577, T-Mobile Day Pass.
As I said on the last podcast, the hotel I'm staying at has a terrible AT&T signal. And even the Wi-Fi in the hotel is not so fantastic. So last night, I actually brought out my iPad, which has a T-Mobile SIM in it that I took advantage of T-Mobile's free 200 megabyte data limit, or, you know, for free, right? And, well, I blew through it last night. And so I went through the process of actually, buying a day pass for data. And you can get them in there's three sizes. They have a 500 meg one that's good for one day, and it's $5. Get 1 gigabyte for a week. That's, $10, and then 3 gigs for 30 days is $30. And, you know, those are reasonable prices. And considering it's like pay as you go, and, you know, I mean, I went through and, you know, entered my credit card information and bought a 1 gig pass for 7 days. And yeah, and then my data service started rocking again. And, you know, the amazing thing is that it's, you know, this is an iPad 2 that I bought, I don't know, 4 years ago. And because of all the different spectrum refarming that T-Mobile has done, it gets decent 3G service in areas where T-Mobile is using that spectrum. And apparently it's using it. And at least in this particular hotel in this area, it's doing pretty well. Unfortunately, I can't say, I mean, I was standing outside of the hotel making phone calls earlier tonight, and I was having issues with it. And, you know, I used AT&T's, Mark the Spot app, which is another application you can use if you're on the AT&T network and you're an AT&T customer, and you can report issues. And believe me, I sat down and reported, data doesn't work and phone drops calls. Then the text message I got back saying, yes, we're aware of issues in the area. Well, duh. And of course, at the time there was thunder and lightning and stuff. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I mean, it was happening yesterday too. So I don't think this is a new thing, but with any mobile carrier, there are some areas where some carriers do better than others. I should say, in other parts of New York that I've been in, it's been more or less okay. I mean, this is just for some reason I lucked out and got the wrong spot for AT&T. But as I say, the hotel Wi-Fi is just never that great. But anyway, but T-Mobile's rocking along. So score one for T-Mobile. And I realized that not everybody can take advantage of this plan. And as I say, I can only use the data on my iPad. I can't tether or anything like that. But it's nice to know that it works. And if I need more data, getting it is really easy. So, thanks T-Mobile for, you know, having a product that works in New York City, and, Buddha AT&T, get your stuff fixed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.